Where do you go if you want to find out the rules about elections? Who runs all this? Who are you going to call? Pollbusters?
No, not Pollbusters, the Electoral Commission. Welcome to the Voter Talk podcast series. We're doing a series of podcasts leading up to the 2020 election, which this year is on Saturday the 17th of October.
Today we're talking about the orange guy.
Who's the orange guy?
Well, that's the Electoral Commission mascot.
Oh, the wee mascot. Yes, he's very cool.
Yes, yeah. Hmm. So the Electoral Commission has a couple of great websites. There's elections.nz and there's also vote.nz, and they lay out really clearly all the things that you need to do in order to be able to spend your vote wisely, as you say, Heather.
That's right. I do often say that. Did you know that you have to be enrolled to vote in New Zealand? It's illegal not to be?
Yeah, and in Australia, it's a legal requirement to vote as well.
That's right, you'll be fined if you don't vote.
Yeah, but not
interesting.
Here.
Not here, no.
Yep.
So you do need to enrol to vote.
And everybody, we think you should vote.
And you absolutely should.
Yeah, don't whine if you get a government you don't like.
We've got no right to do that. But everybody should be enrolled to vote. And because the election has been moved from September to the 17th of October, there's going to be another month's worth of 18-year-olds who are actually eligible to vote.
That's true.
It's very easy to vote. Most people by now will have received a pack in the mail from the Electoral Commission asking if their details are correct, so your address, for example, and that's so that they can send you the voting pack closer into the election.
Yeah, if you haven't got that by about 13 September, you're probably not enrolled and you should take some steps like going to vote.nz.
That's right. It's really easy. Go to the website and just fill out the simple application form, and that way you then will still receive your Easy Vote pack.
Yeah, I just went on there the other day and changed my email address. It was dead simple, just with if you've got a Realme account or driver's license, passport, anything.
Very easy. You can actually still enrol to vote on election day at the polling booths.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mission for the electoral agency.
I feel sorry for them when that happens, and that means you're not casting an ordinary vote, you're actually casting a special vote if you wait until then. So take pity on the people trying to organise the elections under very trying circumstances this year with COVID-19 disruption, and enrol early.
Yeah, I mean, it would be doubly tricky if you had to maintain social distancing and managing all those special votes too, wouldn't it?
It would, very hard.
Okay.
So there are quite a few dates that are important leading into the election, Simon.
Yeah, well, we've mentioned 13 September for your Easy Vote pack. And early voting starts on the 3rd of October. There'll be polling booths popping up around the place. And then and there's also postal voting, but that's pretty another whole subject for those that are overseas.
Offshore.
And then the election on the 17th. So we've got a couple of weeks up to the 17th of October when people can vote, and there's some predictions of a big turnout in the early vote.
I think it's going to be huge, actually. I think people will be worried about turning up on election day with crowds of people to vote, particularly the elderly.
Yeah, good point, yeah.
And the Electoral Commission, before the date was changed from the original September date, had predicted that there would be 50% of people would vote early.
Yep.
So I think it might even be higher than that now.
So whether you go early or whether you go on the day, like the traditional voting day, you take along your Easy Vote card, and like the name says, it makes it a whole lot easier. And in terms of COVID safety, you can take along your own pen.
That's right. The Electoral Commission are saying on their websites that you should do that, but they will have pens there for those who don't. But I think it is important to help keep your voting place safe.
Yeah, I agree. And just pay attention to what they're saying to you about queuing and social distance and safety while you're doing it.
That's right.
So that changes the way campaigns run. I mean, now when we were at the business end of politics, I mean, we knew that, you know, governments often changed on the basis of the decisions made by voters in that last couple of weeks. And so parties would hold back their some of their good stuff, eh?
They did. The policy announcements were often very late in the piece. I think partly the big parties, particularly National and Labour, worry that they're going to the opposite party's going to steal their good policy initiatives. But when people are more likely to vote early, it means the policy initiatives are going to have to be rolled out a little earlier if they're going to influence people.
Yeah, I mean, there is the example just recently of the returnees at the border paying for their isolation hotels.
That's right. National said they were going to roll that out as a policy, and before you knew it, Labor had whipped that from underneath them.
Yeah, bit of a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they're going to have something for the early voters, but still keep something for the traditional on-the-day voters.
That's right. I think voter behaviour is changing, and so the parties need to tailor their messaging to suit this.
Now, in terms of the two referenda, I see they're calling them referendums.
Yes.
We'll have to agree to disagree on that.
It's not proper English, I don't think.
So there's one about the about cannabis law reform,
yes.
And it's a straight yes, no, with a whole lot of points underneath it, and also one about end-of-life choice, so euthanasia. A non-binding referenda. There is actually another good electoral commission website that you can go to find out what these two entail in detail, and that's referendums.govt.nz.
Yeah, and they lay out in a very simple way the differences between the pros and the cons of both, and they just walk you very nicely through that. So if you're not sure how you might vote on those and don't know what provisions are set up, you can have a look there. But we all also intending to do podcasts on both of those referenda.
Let's do a specialist one on each of them. There's plenty to talk about there.
Yeah.
Cool. What else have we got to talk about?
Well, we thought we might actually look at some political quotes. And I think you had one, Simon, for us.
Well, this is a classic because, you know, everyone a few weeks ago was saying it the election was already decided on the basis of the polls. And, a week's a long time in politics, and crikey, it's been a day has been a week in politics some days of late. And we don't believe it's ever over till the final count is in on the day. It could be much closer, I think, than people might have thought by looking at the polls recently. It takes me back, though, to 1992, when Jim Bolger, the Prime Minister of New Zealand at the time, was having a bit of a stoush. And it involved Victoria, Australia's Labour Premier, Joan Kerner. And she ran an election ad attacking New Zealand's economic policies and calling this country the land of the long black cloud. To which he sneered that she was a whinging politician, and with an election coming, the show's not over till the fat lady sings. Helen Clark was deputy opposition leader at the time, and she was rather unimpressed. Bolger apologised, and Clark thought that fell rather short of an apology. So he tried again with a linguistics lesson. The fat lady sang was, in fact, colourful and historic, he insisted. It originated from a Wagner opera and refers to a beautiful goddess turned human who, singing lustily, rides a horse into her lover's funeral pyre on the banks of the Rhine to bring the opera to a rousing close.
Very funny, but that takes me to another political quote, which is, explaining is losing.
Ain't that the truth? Okay, well, that's it from us today. If you would like to send us your questions to cover in future podcasts, please get onto the contacts page at our website, talkpoint.co.nz. That's TORQUE point. And you can also find us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and so on. I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie.
And I'm Heather Roy.
Talk to you later.